Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before you another week, bringing to you his great and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael. of the house of Israel, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and he is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for giving us this great opportunity to bring to you his great and exalted words, even the words of truth. The Creator has blessed us to be able to bring to you his great words. And what is our goal in bringing to you the word of Yah each and every day, each and every week? Well, let me show you our purpose and our goal is that you might know the truth. In the book of Isaiah, and then I will inform everyone what I'm dealing with. In the book of Isaiah 42, because these are the things that we really just want you to know. In the book of Isaiah 42, watch what it says in the very first verse. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Speaking about Yahweh's servant. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break. A smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth. And the isles shall wait for his law. So as you can see, Yahweh has a servant that he upholds, that he elects, and that his soul delighteth. And he will put his spirit upon him to bring forth judgment to the nations and to bring judgment unto truth and to set judgment in the earth. But to do this, this is what has to be done. In the same chapter, Isaiah 42, the Creator lets us know how he would do this thing. In the 13th verse, it says, and Yahweh shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, war. He shall prevail against his enemies. I've long time holding my peace. I've been still and refrain myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. And what will he destroy? What will he devour? What has he just holding his peace about? Why is he so still? And what was he reframing to do? And you're going to see. I will make waste mountains and hills, dry up all their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And watch. And if you don't understand what Yahweh is saying there, you will understand this. 16th verse. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. They didn't even know this way existed. They never went down this path. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. They didn't even know. I will make darkness light before them. In other words, the dark thing's going to become light. Almost as if you go in a dark room, can't see nothing. But then as soon as the light is turned on, you can see everything that's in the room. And the crooked things straight. And my goodness, it's a lot of crooked things that's going on. There's a lot of crooked things that must be straightened out. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. So in other words, this is what we come to do. We come to make darkness light. Because we're not doing it, Yahweh doing it. We're here to make the crooked things straight. Yeah, we're not doing it, Yahweh doing it. And bring you by a path that you have not known, because many of the things that we're teaching, you're going to hear it here, first, and probably last. And you're not going to hear it nowhere else. We have another week where we will bring to you some things that have to be straightened out. And what are these things? These things are concerning the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Here it is. The heathen have our people discussing and talking about the form of the heaven, the earth, as well as the sea. Many of the people will bet their life that the earth is flat. And they believe, based on the evidence that they have, that this is the truth. Even though the scriptures don't even use one, or don't even say not one mumbling thing about the earth being flat. But yet, this is what they will go to prove. And then also, you will have another group will show the earth and will say the earth is this round sphere. And you can even see pictures of the spear. And they will say, this is true. And they will believe that this is what the scriptures is describing. But what is really the truth? Not just whether the earth is flat or a spear or anything like that. Just what is the truth about the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is? What is the truth? Well, I'm going to deal with this week, and there's some basic things that have to be straightened out. Because the mass majority of the people, their thoughts as well as their imagination come from their enemies. It don't come from the Most High. It don't come from the Word of Yah. So the various opinions that people have is already formed from something that they didn't get from the scriptures. And I'm going to show you these things. First of all, what is the heaven? What is the earth? And what is the sea? Ask yourself. And I want you to answer it for yourself. Even before I give you the answer. And be honest with yourself. If you know the answer to these questions. And the mass majority of people, I can tell you, even once they answer for themselves, they'll be astonished that why they didn't know these basic, simple truths of the scriptures. And I can tell you why. Because your enemies have deceived you and you have bought into it, just like everything else. So the first question I want you to consider is this. Here it is. In 2018, and we have all these various disputes and arguments about the heaven, earth, and the sea. But let's see if you know what they are. And my first question I want you to consider is this. In December, and we're going to tell you more about this, in December of 2018, we will be going on a cruise. And we will sail on this cruise from Florida, near Orlando, to the Bahamas. This is what we will be doing December the 9th or December the 6th through the 9th. We will be sailing to the Bahamas. But this is my question. When we get on this ship to go to the Bahamas, will we be on the earth? That's my question. Will we be on the earth? I want you to consider that. The second question I want you to consider, and y'all give me the answers on the internet, and then we get a consensus of what people believe. Will we be on the earth when we sail to the Bahamas? Just get yes or no answers. The second question I want you to consider is, if you take a flight from Cincinnati, Ohio, to Washington, D.C., are you on the earth? And if you're not on earth, where are you? In other words, when you get in that plane and it goes up, are you on the earth? If you get in that ship and it began to sail to the Bahamas, are you on the earth? These are my questions. Now, these are the answers. If you're sailing, or you wake up real early and you go out fishing in your boat in the middle of the waters, you're no longer on the earth. You're not on earth no more. I know the heathens will have you to believe you're on earth, but you're not. You're on the sea. And the sea is not the earth, and the earth is not the sea. These are two different things all together. And they're two worlds all together. They're connected, but they are separate from one another. And soon as you get on that plane and it take off, you're no longer on the earth. Now you're in heaven. And once you're in heaven, you're not on earth. And once you're on earth, you're not on the sea. And once you're on the sea, you're not in heaven or the earth. Now, let's prove what I just said. Because today we're dealing with the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. And it's important to define these things according to the word of Yah. Because there, you can't even have a discussion if you don't even know what these things mean. You're talking about the earth is this, the earth is flat. You don't even know what the earth is. You're talking about this is round and this is that and this. You don't know the definition of these things. And once you know how to define these things, then you can understand their form. And I may add, y'all only gave one form, not two, not three. You only can read one form in the whole entire scriptures, just one. And we're going to let you know what that form is. But now let's define these things so you can understand the knowledge of the holy. Because the holy knew these things. They knew it. And we want you to know it. According to the scriptures, what is heaven? Watch this in the book of Genesis. Genesis, the first chapter. Let's define these things. This is what it says in Genesis. The first chapter. The 6th through 8th verse. And Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide or separate the waters, the waters. And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And Elohim called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. So what is heaven? Heaven is this firmament that Yahweh separated the waters. And his waters above it and his waters below it. And Yahweh separated these waters. Furthermore, so you can further understand what is heaven. In the same chapter, the first chapter of Genesis, watch what it says in the 20th verse. And Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl. And what's a fowl? A fowl is some type of bird, creature with wings that flies, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. So what are the birds doing? Most of the birds, the mass majority of the birds, even though they might land on something connected to the earth, most of the time they're flying above the earth, not on the earth, above the earth. And what is that called above the earth? The firmament of heaven, or the open firmament of heaven. In other words, it's part of heaven. That's how I know as soon as a man get in a plane and start flying above the clouds, he's in heaven. He's not on earth, but the heathen want you to believe he's on earth. That ain't what Yahweh called earth. Now we're going to see what Yahweh called earth. Furthermore, in the book of Genesis, still the first chapter, the 14th through the 19th verse, and watch what it says. And Elohim said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs, for seasons, for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. So what else is in the firmament of heaven? Well, light. And it gives lights on the earth. But yet these lights are not on the earth. And Elohim made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. Evening and the morning were the fourth day. So the fowls fly above the earth in an open firmament of heaven. We have lights that are for signs, seasons, days, and years in the firmament of heaven. We have the firmament itself separates the waters above from the waters below. And that firmament is called heaven. Again, to give you insight on the heaven, because a lot of people don't know that the heavens has depth to it. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. And you're not going to learn this anywhere else. And surely you're not going to learn this from your enemies. Because they're not going to tell you that when you're in a plane, you're not on earth no more. Even though you believe you are. Watch what the scripture says. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 14th verse. It says, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahdah Elohim. The earth also with all that therein is. So what is this letting us know? That the heavens, it's not just no one heaven. You got the heaven. The heaven, and the heavens are heaven. In other words, the heavens have depth to it. It has what the scriptures call stories. The stories of heaven. In other words, they steps. You got the first story, the second, third, the third, the fourth. We don't know how high, and we don't know how many stories, or how deep it goes, but we know it goes deep. But the heaven is this thing above the earth. One day you can be in heaven and in the sea and on earth in the same day. That's nothing to do. Because it is all connected with one another. But they are all different. Watch this. in the book of Job 22. In the book of Job 22. And we're going to start reading the 12th verse. Is not Elohim in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how do Elohim know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not. And he walketh in the circuit of heaven. And what is the circuit of heaven? That means the heaven is so deep. It has a circuit to it. What is a circuit? A circle. It just goes all the way around. 360 degrees. This is the only form that Yahweh has given to the heavens. The only form. And what is that form? A circuit, a circle. So we got the fowls in the heavens. We got a flying in the open firmament of heaven. Watch what the Creator says about this heaven so you can understand what it really is. Because how can you even discuss the foundations of the earth and you don't even know from whence it came? In the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter, watch this. And I'm going to show you how your enemies totally lied to you, deceived you, and put pictures in your mind that it will throw off your whole imaginations. And thought. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. It says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with Elohim. Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before Elohim, and the earth was filled with violence. And Elohim looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. But Elohim said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. So what would Yahweh do? How did he destroy the earth? Well, let's see. Watch how Yahweh will destroy the earth. And we're going to read in Genesis, the 7th chapter, and watch what Yahweh said. And they went in unto Noah and to the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in and went in, male and female of flesh, as Elohim had commanded him, and Yahweh shut him in. and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bear up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth, and the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and wild of fowl. I thought you said the fire flew above in the open firmament of the heaven. Well, they did. But if you, the fire don't have nowhere to have their feet rest, because they don't just sit and rest upon the water, they have to sit and rest upon the earth. So they have to have a place of rest. But once Yahweh destroy the earth, and then you're going to know what the earth is, then the fowl would ultimately die. Watch what it says. All flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of the fowl, of the cattle, of the beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the earth, both man, cattle, creeping things, fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. So ask yourself, did Yahweh destroy the sea creatures? It didn't say nothing about everything that was in the waters was destroyed. Nor did it say everything that's in heaven was destroyed. The only thing that Yahweh seen corrupted, that he would destroy it, was everything and every life that moveth upon earth. Not the life that moveth upon waters, not the life that moveth upon the heavens, but the life that moveth upon earth, which let you know earth is something different than what your enemies have put in your mind. And what is this earth? Since now you have an idea what heaven is, because we defined it according to the word of Yah. Heaven is this firmament that separated the waters from the waters. And there's things that can fly in the open firmament of heaven, like birds, like planes. There are things that can even live in the heavens, like angels. There's things that sit in the heavens, the sun, moon, and stars, that light up the earth. But what is the earth? Well, Yahweh let you know exactly what the earth is in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Let us turn there. And he also let us know he walketh in the circuit of heaven, not the valley of heaven, not the hill of heaven, but the circuit of heaven. And yes, he And he wasn't talking about no halo. He was talking about a circuit. What is the earth? The earth, according to the scriptures, this is what it says. In the 9th verse. And Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth. So the only time you're on earth is when you're on dry land. You might be in your house. Well, you're on earth. And why? Because your house is on dry land. You might be in one of those big towers, Trump Tower. Well, it's just built high. It's built up to heaven, but you're still on earth because you connected to the earth because you're just in a building that's on dry land. Because that's what dry land is. But as soon as you get off of dry land, watch what it says. And the gathering together of the waters called heat seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. So once you get on that ship and it began to sail, you're not on dry land no more. And if you're not on dry land, how could you then be on earth? No, you're on the sea. And the sea is the gathering of waters. That's what the sea is. And even if the earth is destroyed, the sea can survive because they two different worlds altogether. Watch what it says. And Elohim said, let the herb bring forth grass, herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the herb brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Now, ask yourself, those who believe that the earth is just flat, well, you don't even know where the earth begins and where the earth ends to determine any form of the earth. You don't even know where it ends and begins. You think when you're in the waters, you're still on earth. But you're not. But Yahweh know the form of the earth, just like he know the form of the heaven. And what is the form of the earth? Well, Yahweh will let you know that. In the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, let us turn there. Isaiah 40. And this is what it says in Isaiah 40, verse 22. Let's start at verse 21 and watch what it says. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? And have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. Because you don't know the circuit of the earth. You don't know how vast this thing is. And I want you to see this. Watch this. And the inhabitants of what? The earth. Thereof are as grasshoppers. Why? Because once you're on the topest peak of the earth, everything that looked down looked like even a man looked like a grasshopper. That stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreading them out as a tent to dwell in. In other words, the earth, the heavens, the sea is in a big, gigantic tent. The scriptures call it also a tabernacle, and we're going to read that. So this is because the earth was without form, but now we know the form. It's a circuit. The heavens did not exist, but now we know what this firmament is. It's a circuit. But all the earth is dry land. That's what it is. It's dry land. And we read in Genesis where when Yahweh thought to destroy the earth, he didn't have to destroy anything in the sea and the heaven. It was everything that moved in the earth, which let you know this is different than what is in the sea and what is in heaven. Furthermore, speaking about the earth, watch what Yahweh say in the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter. And this is what you're going to find, that the heaven and the earth and the sea, they all are connected to one another, even though they're different. They all are connected in this tabernacle, in this circle. Now, the heathen wants you to believe that this big, gigantic sphere that they show you in the movies and they show you on many of their scientific sites, they want you to believe that this sphere is what we know of as the earth. Well, let's just imagine that for a second, and let's consider it. Well, if they can show you the whole entire earth, and they said, first of all, the heavens ain't the earth. The sea ain't the earth. They showing you the sea, too. They showing you the heavens, too. All earth is dry land. But let's say this whole sphere, let's imagine this big, gigantic sphere, that's earth. Well, if that's true, then this will make Yahweh a lie. Because Yahweh said they can't measure the heaven above, nor can they measure the earth beneath. If they can't measure that, then how can they show you a picture of the end of earth and the end of the sea? How can they show you that? And Yahweh said they can't even measure it. Because I can clearly see the spear that they show pictures of, and it's measurable. It's a big ball that you can measure from one end to the other. And I may add, Yahweh only give one measurement. And that's 360 degrees. That's what a circuit is. So whatever else they're trying to, if they try to measure in miles and kilometers or what, they can't. So how are they going to show you a picture of everything? This is how you know it's nothing but a trick. And then you got people think it's flat, and they will show you pictures of people who got cameras on little rockets that's going up hitting a dome. Well, if what they showing you is true, then you still can measure it. You can't send a rocket up. They got counters and all kind of measuring sticks on these rockets. If the heathens can't measure it by showing you a picture, what think you think a little scientist can take a little rocket, send it up with a camera, and then it hit a dome, and then you believe it? It can't hit no ceiling. And you can't send nothing down through the deep to show you how far it goes. You can't send nothing to the west or the east to see how far it goes, because they don't even know the ends of the earth and the ends of heaven. In the ends of the water, they will make you think this one thing is earth, just like they want you to believe that a day consists of 24 hours, not a day and a night, but just a day, because they make night and day one thing, just a day. And of course, our people believe it. Genesis, the 8th chapter. Watch what this says. This is what made earth different than the sea, different than the heaven. Watch what it says. Genesis, the 8th chapter, the 22nd verse. It says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. What, they got seed time and harvest in the heavens? Well, if they do, Yahweh never said that. Cold and heat. Summer and winter. You got summer and winters in the sea? Day and night shall not cease. These are all the things that's in the earth, as while the earth remaineth. When Yahweh made the heaven, he didn't say, let the heaven bring forth grass and fruit yielding fruit and herb. He didn't say that. But he did say that with the earth. And in order for the earth to have grass and herbs and all these things, you got to have summer, winter. You got to have cold and heat. You got to have day and night. These things are prerequisites for the earth, but not so with the sea, and not so with the heavens. Furthermore, what is the sea? Since now we see that the earth, all it is dry land. All the heavens is the firmament that separated the waters. But what is the sea? Well, it lets us know in the book of Genesis. And it lets us know how important the sea is. You would think, since he said the sea last, you would think the sea is the least important. But watch what the Creator said about the sea in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And we're going to be talking about this week, because there's several aspects of these things that show their connection, but also their diversity. And this is what it says. In Genesis, the first chapter, the 9th verse, and Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. And this is beautiful. This, you got to know this. Because watch this. In the same Genesis, the first chapter, watch what it says in the 20th verse. And Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, because there's life there. There's a world there. And the fowl that may fly above the earth, not in the earth, above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Because this is where the fowls come from. They come from the waters. But you're going to see not just the fowl. And Elohim created great whales. And every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after that time. And every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. In other words, the birds, even though they came from the waters, even though they fly in the open firmament of heaven, when they go to multiply, when they go to increase, when they go to mate, they do it on earth. Now do you see how the heaven, the earth, and the sea is connected with one another in this big circle that Yahweh called the world? Fowl come from the waters, fly in the heavens, and then multiply on earth. Furthermore, speaking about the sea, I love this scripture because watch what this says in the book of Psalm 24. Concerning the sea, because people take for granted the word of Yahweh. Don't let people tell you what earth is and then show you a picture of earth, and Yahweh already told you what earth is. And he said, the earth is dry land. Watch what it says. Psalms 24, verse 1. The earth is Yah's, and the fullness thereof. And watch what it says. The world. And what is that? That's everything. And they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it. Founded what? The world. As well as the earth. Upon the sea. And established it upon the floods. In other words, everything that exists, and I mean everything, is founded upon the waters. When Yahweh began to create, and his spirit was on the face of the waters, the very first thing he said is, let there be light. And there was light. But where was that light? Where did it begin to form? The waters. When he said, let the dry land appear, where was that founded? The waters. When Yahweh said, and let the waters gather into one place. And the gathering of waters he called seas. Where were the seas founded? The waters. And when Yahweh said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Waters above the firmament, waters below the. Where was that founded? On the waters. No wonder the sea is so important. And the sea is not earth. And the earth is not heaven. And the heaven is not the sea. Furthermore, speaking about the sea, watch what it says in the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter. And what are we discussing? The heaven, earth, sea, and all that is therein is. Leviticus, the 11th chapter. Watch what it says. First verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe and to Aaron, all who roam, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. And Yahweh meant what he said and said what he meant. These are beasts on the earth. He started talking about something different. Watch what he said. Leviticus 11, the 9th verse. These shall ye eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever have fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, in the rivers, them shall ye eat. He didn't say, these shall ye eat of all that are in the waters on earth. He just said in the waters. If Yahweh wanted it to be the waters on earth, he would have said that. But Yahweh know the seas is not earth, and the earth is not seas, and neither one of them are the heavens. Because watch this. In the 13th verse. Well, let's finish this out. Let's read the key reading for a second in the 10th verse. And all that have not fins or scales in the seas and the rivers and all that move in the waters and any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. They shall be even an abomination unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcasses in abomination. Whatsoever ever have no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination unto you. And watch what it says. 13th verse. And these are they which ye shall have an abomination among the fowls. Not the fowls of the earth, the fowls, period. And then he began to tell you about these fowls. And these fowls, what is a fowl? A fowl is a flying creature that comes from the waters, that fly above the earth, but yet they multiply in the earth. In other words, when they go to mate, when they go to increase, it's done on the earth. In other words, they don't have to fly down in the water, get in the water and mate. No, that's not what they do, even though they come from the waters. All through the scriptures, Yahweh will show you these things to show you the knowledge of the holy. Yahweh said he will mate the crooked things straight. Watch what the Most High says. And we're going to start reading still in Leviticus, the 11th chapter, the 44th verse. For I am Yahweh your Elohim. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy. For I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourself with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. I can understand that. Can you? For I am Yahweh that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beast and of the fowl and of every living creature that moveth in the waters, and every creature that creepeth upon the earth. To make a difference between the unclean and the clean. Between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. So Yahweh, the way he sees the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is totally diverse from the way the heathens have portrayed it. The pictures that they will show you. We know they can't show you a picture of the ends of the earth or the ends of heaven or the sea. Watch what the Creator lets us know in the book of Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah 31, watch what it says. The 37th verse. It says, thus says Yah, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth search out beneath. How are you going to search out the earth beneath? You can't search out no earth beneath, but if they can, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says Yah. In other words, if they can show you a picture of the whole earth, surely they can search it out because they show you a picture of everything. Don't believe the liars, the deceivers, the wicked. No, they can't show you no picture of no earth. They can't even search the whole earth out, let alone show you a picture of it. Or the heavens. Or the sea. And furthermore, speaking of all these things, their whole aim is to destroy you, to make the name of Israel no more in remembrance. And let me show you this. In the book of Jeremiah 33. Watch what this says. The 19th verse. And the word of Yah came unto Jeremiah saying, thus is Yah, if ye can break my covenant of the day, and they try to do it every day, and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season, they may also, and people always ask him about what you going by. You go by the moon. What you got to have the moon to determine your days. How you gonna, when the moon is for a whole nother season altogether? It's for the night season. What don't you understand about that? Yahweh made that perfectly clear. Just like the sun is for the day. The sun is not for the night, nor is the stars and the moon for the day. I don't know what else to say, but tell you the truth. Watch what it says, though. Then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne. And with the Levites, the priests, my ministers, watch what Yahweh say. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yah came to Jeremiah saying, considerest thou not what this people has spoken, saying, the two families which Yahweh have chosen, he have even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Because this is what all this counterfeit science is all about. This counterfeit science is designed to destroy you. Deja, if my covenant be not with the day and the night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Yaakov and David my servant, so that I will not take of any other seed to be rulers of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will call their captivity to return and have mercy on them. This whole thing about the earth being flat and so-and-so being this and so on, this is designed to destroy you. But likewise, this earth in of itself being just one big sphere all by itself, the earth. Well, all the earth is dry land. That's what the earth is, dry land, period, with mountains and hills and valleys. And you don't know how deep, how long, how vast the earth is. Yahweh never even told you, other than the fact that he sit upon the circle. And I can understand why it's in a circle, because the heaven is in a circle. And so is the sea. And why? Because they all are connected. Soon as you get off earth, you only can go two places. The two places when you leave earth that you can go to, it is only two. And that is the sea or heaven. Where else you going to go once you leave earth, other than the sea and heaven? And if you want to see, where else can you go but in heaven and earth? There is no other place that you can go to but heaven and earth. And if you're in heaven, where else can you go outside of heaven but earth and the sea? That's it, folks. And there's many other things you just got to know and how these connect with one another. Show you something in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. In the book of Exodus 20, watch what it says. And I'm going to start reading at the fourth verse. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything Now watch what Yahweh said. That is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Where else can you go? Where else can you be? Where else can you pull some type of likeness, some type of image that you can carve, engrave, and make into an idol? But the heaven, the earth, and the waters. Furthermore, watch what Yahweh say in the 11th verse. For in 6 days, Yahweh made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So rather you live on the sea, you still keep the Sabbath day. Whether you in heaven, you still keep the Sabbath day. And whether you on earth, you still keep the Sabbath day. And why? For in 6 days Yah made heaven, earth, the sea, and all that is there in them is. So no matter where you find yourself, and all you can find yourself is in these places. Now, is there anything above the heaven, the earth, and the sea? Is there anything that exists outside of that? Yes, sure it is. Watch what Yahweh has to say about that in the book of Psalm 148. In the book of Psalms 148, look what the Creator says. The very first verse. Praise ye Yah. Praise ye Yah from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Heights of what? Heaven. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. In other words, sure, there's something above the heavens. It's called water, but it ain't finished. Watch this. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded and they were created. He have also established them forever and ever. He have made a decree which shall not pass. Praise Yahweh from the earth. Now that was from the heavens. Praise Yahweh from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, storm and wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fire. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of Yahweh, for his name alone is excellent. And watch what Yahweh say. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. Didn't I say there was something above that? Yes, not just the waters, but also his glory. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye Yahweh. And yes, his people is the praise of all his saints. And who are they? The children of Israel. So, do you see what Yahweh is telling us. Watch what Yahweh has to say in the book of Deuteronomy 33. And I'm going to start reading the 13th verse. This is what it says. And Yosef, he said, blessed of Yahweh be his land for the precious things of heaven. And what are the precious things of heaven? For the dew, because that's where it's coming down. That dew is coming down to the earth, to the land. And for the deep that couches beneath. In other words, that's below the land, but it's bringing up precious things to where? The earth. So the earth is getting this double blessing. It's getting it from the sea and it's getting it from the heavens. And for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun and for the precious things put forth by the moon and for the chief things of the ancient mountains and for the precious things of the lasting hills and for the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof and for the good will of him that dwell in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of yourself and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brother. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraims, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountains. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and the treasures hid in the sand. This is where these treasures and things come from the sand and from the seas. And don't you see how glorious and beautiful and awesome and righteous Yahweh is? And you think he gave this knowledge to the heathen, to the wicked? No. Yahweh say the wicked despise knowledge. They despise it. They hate to know. No. But to get this type of knowledge, which is very basic and simple, this is knowledge of the holy. Why do you think the wicked will try to do such things like this? And I'm not going to go deep into this, but I just want you to see, because most people just don't see, they don't know these things. Watch this in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 13th chapter. And we're going to go, because we're going to be dealing with these things all week long. Watch what this says. So you can understand, since now these things have been defined for you. I said Isaiah 13, but we're going to read Isaiah 14. And watch what it says in the 12th verse. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground? And what is the ground? The earth, which did weaken the nations. So how is Lucifer, and who is Lucifer, that was fallen from heaven? And now we know what heaven is. Heaven is not earth, nor is heaven the sea. And we're going to get into this. Why are they cut down? A lot of people tell you can't go up to heaven. The wicked, the heathen is not in heaven. Watch what this says. I want you to see this. 13 verse. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. This is what they say in their heart. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Elohim. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And we do that all the time. When we get in a plane, we above the clouds. That's nothing. But it is something when you have a heart to do it, to control the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. And this is what the wicked heart is. I will be like, watch what Yahweh says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. And where is hell? Hell is on earth. To the sides of the pit. Sure, they trying to go to heaven. Sure, they are in heaven. And we're going to show you this. The wicked is there, plotting and trying to destroy Yahweh's people. And the only way they can destroy Yahweh's people is they control heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. The only way they can bring us to our demise if they can search heaven above and earth beneath and the foundations of the earth. You think this challenge, they are not attempting to meet? Sure, they are attempting to meet this thing. But I'm here to tell you, they won't be successful. But don't think for a second it's just a hoax. It's not a hoax at all. And we're going to show you that. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Seven seas, kept